This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerana Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerana Sthal will serve a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. A report.
Rashtra Prerana Sthal has been developed as a landmark, national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. It also houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Atal Bihari Vajpayee dedicated his entire life to good governance and nation building. The Prime Minister said Atal Bihari Vajpayee will always be remembered as a powerful orator and a great poet. He said Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality, work and leadership will continue to be a guiding light for the nation's all-round development. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital today. Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, BJP National Working President Nitin Nabin, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, several Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, MLAs also paid floral tributes to the late Prime Minister. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will challenge the suspension of life sentence and bail to former MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case in the Supreme Court. Spokesperson of the investigation agency said the decision was taken after studying the orders of a division bench of the Delhi High Court in the Unnao rape case of 2017. Sengar will remain in jail as he is also serving a 10-year term for the custodial death of the rape survivor's father. Sengar had filed an appeal against his life sentence, which was vehemently opposed by the CBI and the family of the victim before the High Court. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said that malaria incidence in the country is declining by over 80% and deaths by 78%, showcasing India's transition from a high-burden malaria country to a high-impact state. Addressing the Advancing Public Health Outcomes Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that over 30,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, AAM, have received National Quality Assurance Standard certification. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished everyone a joyous Christmas filled with peace, compassion and hope. He hoped that the teachings of Jesus Christ will strengthen harmony in the society. In football, FC Goa finished their campaign in AFC Champions League 2 2025-26 with a close defeat against Istiklal by 2-1 in the Group D match at the PJN Stadium in Margao, Goa last night. The result meant that FC Goa finished bottom of the group with 0 points from 6 matches in their first ever appearance in the league. And with that, we end this news bulletin.